Roanoke Area Ministries, RAM, is still fundraising for what will become the Jane Care Center on Elm Avenue, with room to expand services for those experiencing homelessness. A new campaign is giving more people an opportunity to become a point of light via the Star City Challenge. Now, joining WFIR anchor, senior reporter G. Moreno and me live in studio right now, Melissa Whitson, executive director for RAM House, and Nelson Harris, pastor, local historian, and the former mayor of Roanoke. Welcome to you both. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good to have you all here. Now, Melissa, as we get started, remind us, if you would, about this big move from a former century-old church on Campbell Avenue for Ram House, and who the Jane Care Center will be named for and why.
The Jane Care Center is the Jane family of Virginia Transformer. And they kindly, about 6 years ago, came to me and said, we want to buy you a new building. But as the time has progressed, one of the things that I'm so proud of is that this just isn't a building. This isn't just bricks and mortar. This is about Roanoke becoming a better place with less people on the streets.
So this whole move for the new building was being formulated in your head like 6 years ago?
The board of directors, absolutely. It was strategic for us because although we give wonderful services every single day, meals, hygiene items, case management, we're not doing nearly what we need to be doing to really get people to a place where they can be housed. And that's what the Jane Care Center is all about.
Right. And talk about, Melissa, some of the services you'll be able to offer at the Jane Center. You're in a building now that just didn't have the space and had some privacy issues when you wanted to do counseling, things like that.
Yeah, it was the configuration of the building. It just didn't suit what we needed to do. My number one thing is that people are going to get showers. That's a big deal to me, because how can you move forward in life if you can't even get a shower in the morning? People were bathing out of sinks, so they'll consistently be able to take showers. Very important to me, too, because we're getting a lot of elderly people from the rescue mission, and sometimes those people need access to showers. But there's a lot more. We're going to have harm reduction services on site. We're going to have a couple of offices for Roanoke City's homeless assistance team, which is very important that they have access and that it be in the location that it's in. We're going to have mental health services. And one of my favorite things is we're actually going to have a Suboxone clinic where people can get prescriptions and be able to go fill those, stop their cravings, and be able to get them into housing. And, oh gosh, it goes on and on. One of the things that's so cool is we're going to have an employment center. There's not really a really good employment center for homeless people in the Valley. So people aren't just going to be hanging out. People are going to be productively working during the week. And we have our Good Neighbors Fund from the Roanoke Times to get them into housing. So it's magical.
Before I ask Nelson the question, are you contacting, or are you dialoguing with businesses that will hire people that are experiencing homelessness?
We're going to be doing that. We're actually going to have the Department of Aging and Rehabilitative Services within the building. We're working on that piece of it. And hopefully we'll be able to get some more grants, where not only will we have a peer recovery specialist on staff, but we'll have a job coach on staff. The job coach piece has not happened yet, but I'm very hopeful that people are going to see the need for that and fund it.
We're talking to Melissa Whitson from Ram House and Nelson Harris, of course, the former mayor of Roanoke. Nelson, talk about how you got involved with this campaign and why.
Well, Melissa and the good folks of Ram reached out to me and asked me to be a part of the campaign. And I tell you, Gene, once you learn all of these things that are going to be happening within the new center, all of the services are going to be provided, and the lives are going to be touched, you really can't help but get involved. And so I was just honored to be asked and be a part of the Star City Challenge campaign, which really is a grassroots campaign via social media, which invites people of all income levels to participate and contribute to this effort.
Right. I think it's really clever, too, because even like with people that donate to the arts or whatever, there's sort of like a thin veneer at the top. But the Star City Challenge, you can make a $25 minimum donation,
yes,
and then you can put something together with your face with a star in the background, and you can post it to your social media. Talk about that and the idea of, wow, was this like a way to get people more involved, this lower that threshold, make them feel like they can make a difference?
At Ram House, we knew with our Good Neighbors Fund that people definitely gave us a lot of smaller donations. We don't get a lot of huge donations for that. So we know who our audience is. And I think that's often because people who are of lower means are very close to the poverty line. They're very close to being homeless. so they tend to give. We also wanted to make this campaign accessible to younger people that may not have access to big bucks. Because let me tell you something, it adds up big time. So the idea was, how do we get people involved? How do we get people to understand how important what they're doing is? Basically, this is an online challenge, or that people are welcome to send us checks. I would not complain about that. But you go online, you give your $25 or more, and you upload your photo, and we put a star around it, which is kind of positive.
The Mill Mountain star, right?
The Mill Mountain star, and that's positive to me because there's been a lot of negativity about homelessness in our area. And the fact of the matter is, it takes all of us. We can't just point fingers and say this is wrong and that is wrong. What we need to do is join. And I've always known in this town, people cared, and more people care than not. So it just seemed a perfect campaign for us.
And Nelson, when Melissa told you about how this was going to work, did you say, wow, it's pretty clever?
It really was. And to tour the new facility there on Elm Avenue and to see the myriad of services that are going to be housed in one location to serve this population, I thought was very inspiring and very aspirational. And so to be a part of the Star City Challenge with the kind of the theme of Let's Light the Way Home, Roanoke, I felt like was something that all of us could participate in. As Melissa has indicated, I mean, all it takes is a minimum $25 donation, and you're part of the Star City Challenge.
Right. I did it, and Tony cleaned me up. He put me, your marketing guy, put me in a business casual and all that. So,
well, you know, one of the things that I think is really interesting is if 10,000 people gave us $50, we would raise $500,000. This can be big. It just takes everybody to be a part.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to ask you, Nelson, and we're talking with Nelson Harris and Melissa Woodson. We're talking about the Star City Challenge to raise money for Ram House, their new center on Elm Avenue, will be the Jane Care Center. When you were on city council and you were mayor, there were homeless people, correct? What's different now?
Well, I think that I think we see a more complex fabric of homeless because we see not only people that are unemployed, but people that are suffering from substance abuse and mental health issues and other kinds of things. And, you know, Roanoke has always been a generous and a caring community. And we've always managed to step up. And so we're asked to do that again through the Star City Challenge. With the idea here that that we are trying to be a part of the solution, not contribute to the problem, but to be a part of the effort that will allow people to actually have recovery and lead productive lives and to reenter society in a way that that is helpful for them and helpful to us as a city.
Do you see, before I toss it to Joey, do you see maybe more coordination now between services like RAM and Rescue Mission and the city's HAT program, Homeless Assistance?
I do, and I think there is the more coordination we have, the better off the service network becomes, and I think the fact that so many things will be housed and networked on one site, at one site here at the Care Center on Elm Avenue, I think speaks to that.
All right, it's 8:52 at WFIR. Visiting with us this morning, Melissa Woodson, the executive director for Ram House, and Nelson Harris, pastor, local historian, and the former mayor of Roanoke. Melissa, if you would give us an update on the new Jane Center construction timeline. At this point, when do you expect the doors to open, and what won't be done yet when you get to that point?
Well, we're planning on moving in May and June and opening up July the 1st. A lot of this is dependent on...
It's coming up.
Oh,
this
yeah.
year, May.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We needed to. We okay. really needed to do this. I mean, it is a time and space where Roanoke can no longer wait. We have to be doing things differently, so we're doing them quick. That means a lot of people are going to have to come forth and help us, but we feel confident about the campaign.
Okay. The kitchen won't be done, though, right?
Hopefully it will be.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
We just got the elevator last week, which we're going to, for the first time, have full handicapped accessibility. So exciting to me, especially since we have so many disabled and elderly people.
Okay. And I know you were telling me you're going to have like private counseling rooms, things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're going to have Brightview there, and they offer substance abuse counseling, Virginia harm reduction. We're going to have an office so that people can come and use it. We tried to do that at our current site. It didn't work because everybody's listening to everybody else's business. That's not cool.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited that people are going to get the privacy that they need.
Right. you know, when you hear all this, Nelson, talk about fundraising, because not only, you get some grants, correct?
Yes.
Right, but talk about fundraising, how this is really something that once the Jane Center is up and running, that there's going to have to be a kind of a stream, and how maybe Roanokers can help.
Well, I think that once Roanokers connect with RAM through the Star City Challenge, then I think it puts RAM House on their radar screen for ongoing, hopefully ongoing philanthropic connection with the ministries of RAM House. And to be able to get updated and to see the progress, I think will only excite those who have made that initial contribution to perhaps, you know, as we go forward to make additional contributions. But I love the whole impetus of this being such a social media campaign driven by small donations, because as Melissa has indicated, it makes a tremendous impact. So if RAM, through the Star City Challenge, can expand its donor footprint and involve more and more individuals and organizations in its mission, then that will only serve for a good purposes going forward relative to the ministries of RAM. Mm.
And now you have a celebrity on board to help.
We chose him strategically. We knew. You know, we are a ministry. We are interfaith. And Nelson personifies that for us, as well as him having been ex-mayor and understanding the problems in our cities and being a historian of this area and having so much love for its people and in this town. So we knew he was the perfect person.
And Nelson, you're working on a book about the 1960s now.
I am. So I'm always working on a local history book. So this will be the successor to the decade books I've been doing. So Roanoke Valley of the 1960s.
And you've also helped get a couple of historical markers put up over the last couple of years. Every time I come to one of those unveilings, I learn something.
I have. In fact, we got one getting ready to come up here in a few weeks for Dr. Gill.
Oh, okay.
Downtown.
Okay, right downtown in front of the building?
Yep.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about that. By the way, tell people where they go to get the Star City Challenge. Give them.
Oh, it's so easy. You go to our website, and it's right there on the front page.
It's raminc.org.
www.raminc.org. That's RAMINC.org.
And can they get through your Facebook and all that, right?
They can.
Oh, okay.
We have it everywhere. And you can just Google Ram House, and our website's right. Going to come up.
About 2 minutes left. I wanted to ask you real quickly. T-Lot just got cited for some zoning violations. Maybe there was some mission creep there or something. Are you watching your P's and Q's as far as what you can do there? Because there was some opposition to people in the neighborhood from Eugene.
Oh, yeah. And there's still people who are nervous about it. And I understand that. One of the things that I'm doing currently is I just had a three-hour meeting a couple weeks ago with the Neighborhood Association President, Marianne Mathers, and she's absolutely lovely. And I want to work with these people. We're going to have a neighborhood compact where if people see something, they can let us know and we can act on it. So that's going really, really well, I think, moving forward. We, as I always say, we plan on doing what our zoning tells us to do.
Okay. You got about a minute or so left. Nelson Harris, give us your pitch why people should get involved, why supporting Ram House and the Jane Center is sort of that link in the whole ecosystem here of helping the homelessness.
Well, it is an opportunity for all of us to help our most vulnerable neighbors, and that really is what this is about. It's about being a good neighbor, doing for others what you would want others to do for you if you were in a similar situation. And I think if we can have that principle and hold that up as a virtue of our city, I think for me that's the highest motivation to be behind what Ram House is seeking to do, because it really is extending services to the most vulnerable among us, so that they might recover, might lead more productive lives. And it really is, again, kind of hitting that golden rule of being a good neighbor.
Got about 30 seconds up. Roanoke is going to come through. You get more points of light, more Star City challenges.
They always have. I mean, I started this process not really knowing if this would happen. And there's always been doubt in my mind. But the closer I walk to God and the closer that I see everything that I originally thought wouldn't happen has happened, and now we're here. We're 2 months away, and I just feel like the Roanokers are going to come through for us because we are leading a charge that is different.
Right. Melissa Woodson and Nelson Harris talking about the Star City Challenge, Ram House, the fundraising drive. Go to raminc.org and find out more. And Melissa and Nelson, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.